Many scientists believe cloned embryonic stem cells have enormous potential for understanding and treating diseases. Now, scientific and ethical questions about groundbreaking research carried out in South Korea may slow things down. Some scientists in this country who were hoping to work with the Korean team have put their plans on hold, as NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Evan Snyder is a stem cell expert who recently moved from Harvard to the Burnham Institute in La Jolla, California. He wants to use embryonic stem cells to try to understand what goes wrong in diseases of the nervous system. Snyder would like to make embryonic stem cells from particular patients, something cloning makes possible. He thought about doing that in his own lab.
We could have begun to develop the technologic skills to do it on our own, or you can do what happens a lot in science is not reinvent the wheel, but go to people that have already worked out the technical hurdles and then collaborate.
And right now, it appears the only scientist in the world to have worked out the technical hurdles is Wang Woo-suk and his colleagues in South Korea. So Snyder contacted Wang's lab and had begun discussions about collaborating. But now he's reconsidering. That's because last month, ethical problems with the Korean research began to emerge. Wang was forced to admit his team had paid women to provide their eggs for some of his early work on making cloned embryos. That wasn't illegal when he did it, but Wang had previously denied it. He also had to admit he had used eggs provided by some junior colleagues. Taking donations from subordinates can be considered coercive and therefore ethically unacceptable. Wang says he counseled the women against donating, but they did so anyway. Snyder isn't certain how egregious Wang's actions are, but given the controversial nature of human stem cell research in this country, he knows he has to be careful when choosing his collaborators.
We hold ourselves to an incredibly high standard of conducting scientific research, not only in general, but particularly in a field that already is so incredibly charged politically, ethically, and scientifically. So I think we really have to hold ourselves to an incredibly high standard.
Other U.S. scientists are being equally cautious. Arnold Krigstein heads the stem cell program at the University of California, San Francisco. He says he expects UCSF scientists would like to study the stem cells Korean scientists have already made from cloned embryos. But to do so, members of a committee that oversees stem cell research at UCSF would have to give their approval.
I don't know exactly how they would respond. This isn't an issue that has been raised for their deliberation yet. But my suspicion is that this problem with the derivation of the lines would not allow them to be used here at UCSF.
In addition to the ethical problems, Krigstein says charges have also been leveled against the science in Wang's paper.
These charges go to really raise questions as to how accurate the data is in this paper, and if sustained, might lead to a retraction of the paper itself.
Krigstein says what made Wang's paper so important is that it showed how to use cloning techniques to make embryonic stem cells from any individual.
If the paper has to be retracted, if the data becomes untrustworthy, then it would have to be done again. And that'll probably happen. But until it does, it would slow the progression in this area of stem cell research.
So far, Wang is not retracting the paper, and he says an independent investigation of his work will show that it's reliable. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.